One stab. A grunt punctuates my next word. Two stab. Another grunt. Freddy's coming for you, I sing, high-pitched and childlike. Blood spurts from his stab wounds, painting my face in a mosaic of red and gore. The evil is seeping out of each hole I've made in his body. I can feel it, like smoke from the machines in nearly every corner of this house. I breathe in deep, smelling the evil coming out of him. It smells like rotten egg and brimstone. It's how I know that I made the right judgment. Mortis, come hold his head, I order. My henchman listens immediately, gripping the man's head in his red hands, rendering him still as his black talons dig into the demon's face. His efforts to dislodge his head from Mortis's grip are so cute. Gripping my pretty knife in my hand, I lean down closely and start working the pointed tip around the edge of the man's eyeball. It's my favorite knife. The handle is bright pink and swirls at the end. I've had this knife since I was a little girl. It's the only thing I have left of my mother's. The wriggling parasite screams intensify as my knife digs deeper, cutting around the inner edges of his eyelid, as if I'm cutting a cake out of a pan. Blood spurts from the orifice, nearly splattering into my own eyes. I dig the knife down and then push up, popping the eyeball from its socket. His eyes are such a pretty blue. 3, 4, better lock your door, I continue, my voice more subdued and distracted as pleasure sluices through every cell in my body and makes its way to the spot between my legs. Nothing gets me off more than my mission. I throw the eyeball, the soft plop when it hits the wooden floor, swallowed by the man's screams. Silly little thing. No one will ever hear you scream. I shoo Mortis away, no longer needing him at the moment. Mortis steps away, reclaiming his position in the corner of the room. The man beneath me wriggles, calling me all kinds of choice names. His words are garbled through the blood pouring in and out of his mouth. Must have hit a lung. Whoopsie.